Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by Mr. Kane Strang from Office Dog. How we doing, Mr. Strang?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Has anyone called you Dr. Strang, like Dr. Strange from Marvel, but without the...
Nah, but people often spell my name like Strange. I remember my school principal writing it out in front of me with an E, so I've had a lot of that throughout the years. And in like reviews and stuff, it's always Kane Strange.
Oh, mate.
So I don't know if I should be offended or what. But,
yeah, how does that make you feel?
Oh, that's all right. I'm so used to it now, man. It's one of those things.
I'm curious. We're talking about Office Dog, your band. What is your favorite Office Dog or Office Dog breed, if you can't think of a specific Office Dog?
I don't know. I had a Border Collie growing up, so I'm like, they're definitely my favorite kind of dog. She lived for like 17 years. Was kind of like my best mate for a while, so they're definitely my favorite dog breed, but I don't know how they'd go in an office. You know, they're pretty crazy.
I feel like they wouldn't do very
well. They're used to like, yeah, but you know, maybe it'd be worth a shot. I'll just stick with Collie, yeah.
Cool. And what kind of dog do you think an accountant in an office would be?
Oh, this is tough. The coffee's still hitting. Maybe like a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do a quick Google image search of a Cocker Spaniel because I hear all these words about different dog breeds. I never quite understand what they are. Let me have a look. Cocker Spaniel. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, very pampered, very chill.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like a beagle, like a little beagle.
Oh, yes.
Like with glasses.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about your new show happening on Saturday at Eric's with Violet Hurst, Pearly, and Hoha. This is the last show of the fundraiser tour. You've had shows in Wellington and Auckland before this. How has it been overall?
It's been good, yeah. It was, I don't know, I seem to choose like the worst time ever to put some shows on. Like obviously it was a long weekend last weekend, and then this weekend, I don't know, like the All Blacks are on and all that, so I don't know how much crossover there is between All Blacks fans and people who like music, but anyway, it's been going really good. Pretty intense. For those two shows, I actually did like a double set and played some of my own music, and definitely at the time I was a bit like, why did I do this? Because it was just so intense, and I'm also kind of like managing the band at the moment, so it was kind of a lot. Mm-hmm. Just having 1 week, I had 1 week back in Auckland just to practice and for two bands, and just sort a lot of stuff out. But the shows themselves were amazing. Just such nice crowds and great bands on stage. Like we had Saltwater Criminals and obviously Violet Hurst, who's also playing down here, and Vera Allen did a really beautiful set in Wellington, so that was a real special one. Yeah,
hell yeah. But Vera always brings something else to the table, like she's always just, I don't know, she's got such good presence, eh? yeah
for sure. It was really, really good.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now, this tour is to fundraise for your US tour, which you are playing from the 2nd to the 23rd of October all over the US with a lot of consecutive shows. So you'll be in a place, go to a different place, play a show the next day. Will you be driving and flying or flying across the US in between shows? I'm curious.
We're actually driving the whole way. So we fly into New York and then get a van, and then it's just gonna be all go from there. Mm-hmm. I think the first night we play two sets because there's like an early show and a late show now. And then we play about six in a row after that.
It's
definitely gonna be intense, but I'm sure once we're there and we're going, you know, you kind of sink into that. It just becomes the norm. Mm-hmm. Like from the few times I've done big long tours overseas, like you really just
you settle into the rhythm.
Exactly.
Build the momentum.
And then, like Yeah, 100%. And then coming back to reality is like the strange thing in a way.
I'm not surprised. Do you think this will be the most difficult tour you've ever done? Or challenging?
It's going to be really full on. I don't know if anything could top the first time I went to the States, where like it was just, you know, I was like early 20s and went there with just my band, and we were playing like headline shows. And in the States, you know, you have to like supply, every band uses their own drum kit and things like that, so it was just like, yeah. And we were playing like literally every night for a month, pretty much. We might have had a couple nights off, but yeah, I think that was just such a surreal, crazy experience that it would be hard to top that. I kind of hope that that's as crazy as it gets, to be honest, because yeah, this time we're actually just supporting a band that's on our American label, so hopefully it's a bit more chill. Like, we can even use some of their gear and things like that, and all those little things help.
For sure. Yeah. I'm curious, what are the crowds like over there compared to Aotearoa?
Oh, it was just very hit and miss, eh? Like, and because we're playing every night, you know, it would be like a Tuesday in North Carolina and there's like two people there. There was a lot of that. But then occasionally, you know, there would be a really great show with, yeah, super supportive crowds. Definitely the UK was way more like here. Mm-hmm. Especially like, we played in Edinburgh, which probably isn't surprising, but it was like quite a similar vibe at those shows. So yeah, just it changes every night. It's hard to put a finger on it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I imagine also because you're going all over the US, each place will have a different vibe as well.
And then, yeah, every state feels like a different country. It's very odd.
Yeah. Like, I mean, technically they kind of are, but also not.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like going from, you know, New York to like New Orleans or something, you know, like they couldn't feel more different.
No. So far apart, eh?
Yeah.
I'm curious, would you ever consider making a side band of Office Dog called the Bureaucats?
I'll write that down. I might steal that.
Please do. But it's stupid, yeah. Things pop into my brain all the time. But I think that's all we have for this yarn today. I'm very excited to go to the show. I haven't seen Office Dog before, so I'm very excited.
Cool. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. It should be extremely fun. I mean, solid, very, very solid lineup, and I'm sure you guys...
Yeah, it's incredible, yeah.
Be awesome. Is it your first time playing at Eric's?
Yes, yeah, I think... I went there a bit when it was new back in the day, but no, I haven't played there, so I'm curious. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'm sure it'll go great. I'm very much looking forward to it. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Awesome, yeah, thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Take care. All right, that was Kane Strang from Office Dog talking about the band's upcoming US tour fundraiser show at Eric's this Saturday. They're playing with Pearly, Violet Hurst and Hoha. You can find tickets for the gig from undertheradar.co.nz. Starts at 8 p.m. I reckon we play some Office Dog. We also have a giveaway on Radio 1 Instagram. Thank you to Lily for smashing on the radio studio window with that written out on paper. We do have a giveaway. We're giving away some shirts and some other cool things from Office Dog. So if you want to win some free Office Dog gear, look, pay attention to the Radio on Instagram page. Here is Office Dog with Tight Ropes. I'll take care.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.